Wow. Three little microphones. Oh, that's four. Saturday night. This is... Why is it like this? What happened? Who's setting it up now? Like, who do you look... Oh, you're looking at my shadow. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, that is. It's supposed to be like a little...
A rabbit?
Yeah, like a rabbit ear.
Yeah, I see that.
What's that, the dragon show? What is it? How to Train a Dragon? That's him. Okay, enough. Let's go on. Who's... Moondog, lead it off. Let's go.
I think from point, not only to score and win and goal, but to get the puck out, the strong to come in, he survives the poke check, and... Does this thing, I guess,
an
overtime for you?
Well, he's been an instrumental player in where we are in the standings all year long. And, you know, naturally, you've got Stammer and Cooch and Vladdy, who've done a phenomenal job for us and you know, seem to get points every single night, which, you know, obviously we can't win without. But there's a lot of nights that, you know, Pointer's up against... their top line or one of the top lines every night, and he's done a really good job in the penalty kill for us, and you're just always glad when guys like that work, you know, that hard get rewarded, and you know he deserved that.
How much of an advantage is it for guys to have your power play working the way that it is when things aren't going well 5-on-5 for you?
Well, the big thing is being able to have two units that you can throw out there and just have utmost confidence that something good's going to happen. And and it seems if Stammer's group's not put in the net, the other, you know, Pointer's group is, and vice versa. And when you're a threat in special teams, it always, you know, it can be a head game for the opposing team. And you know, a huge goal, which another great play by Pointer, you know, on the power play goal. But it's just, ultimately, it's depth. And we have it that in the special teams group, and it's really helped us. Oh, she had, you know, I actually, she respectfully had her hand up. That's why, like, I feel obligated.
I regretted that.
Well, it's getting you.
You talked about how every team is kind of giving you their best effort. So to win four games in a row and defeat arguably your toughest opponent in this homestand the way you did all the way in overtime, what does that say about kind of the emotion, the motivation that your team's playing with?
Well, we're playing well at home. There's no question. I can't look at, you know, this four-game homestand, and we got all the results we wanted. We rose to the occasion when we had to. Our goaltending was there when we had to and when we needed it. And you know, the team did what they had to do to win games and played all different ways against different types of teams. So really good rebound from a little bit of a horrific road trip we had just before that. So you've got to love that bounce back. Now, you know, we're playing 17 of our next 24 is on the road. And now we got to, you know, we've done what we've had to do at home. Now we got to go do it on the road, and it's much tougher with all the travel you have to do, and you know, especially where we are here. So let's learn from the road trip we were at before and what we have to do to prepare for these games and move forward. But this is a good way to jumpstart that.
Coach, 29 games in, got the most points in the league. You've got the most home wins, four-game winning streak. I know from a coach's standpoint, you can always find something to improve on. What would you like to see more out of your players?
Oh, wow. It's hard. That's a tough question to answer. I guess you ask any coach, it's probably consistency. And I think one thing we learned about ourselves was, you know, stop reading the press clippings and, you know, looking at the standings of where we are. You know, and we went on that road trip. We played some good teams you know, especially the Boston game, and we weren't really in some of those games. And so it's that consistency you have to have to your game, battling through the back-to-backs, battling through three and fours, and traveling, you know, multiple plane trips, and that's what it takes to win on the road. And, you know, we've had a quite a few home games here, and we've done well, but now we just go see how we can do on the road.
John, you talked about...
See? It's catching up. Yeah. Well, he did put his hand up, though. Okay. All right, go ahead.
But you talked about Mikhail's offensive instincts and his mm-hmm. ability to... Is there a way to define how well he can protect the puck at such a young age and have the confidence to be able to pull it off like he did tonight?
Well, the confidence is probably the big thing. He just feels like he can make the play. And 98% of the time, you want that. There's a 2% where you're like, whoa. But you got to look at his physical attributes, too. He is a big, strong kid, and he can really skate. And so he uses all those things to his advantage. But you know, in the end, you got to have that confidence to be able to make plays that other guys aren't willing to do, and he has that, but he's also got the talent to pull it off, and so that's what he's been doing so far.
He's got 3 overtime goals this year, and you know, he says that's luck, it's just that's how it happens. But from your experience, do you come across guys who just, they have a little bit of a knack?
Yeah, they have. Well, always a lot of that is you have to work at your game, and you know, Pointer works at his game. I think he just doesn't ever take anything for granted. And, you know, I think Braden Point may be one of those guys that's like every game he goes out there thinking, if I don't play well, I'm getting sent down. And that's kind of that attitude he has. And he's, you know, I got to not only coach him last year, but, you know, we had him at the World Championships. And players have to accept different roles and what you're going to do. And he just tell me where to play, and I'll just give you my best. And I think, you know, just that kind of attitude, and it's very, very much how our team has been this year, is kind of that role acceptance for the betterment of the team, and Point is just one of those guys that does that, and it's paid off.
Thanks, Brandon, on Monday.
Oh, boy. Yeah, my number.